Tom, do you get involved, you know, as a physicist, time travel, teleportation, areas like that?
Well, I would say not so much as a physicist. That's kind of far out on the edge of physics. But certainly from the perspective of consciousness, teleportation, time travel, these sort of things are, you know, come out of the theory of everything.
How far, when you were doing your out-of-body experiences, how far out into the future did you go?
Well, you know, the future is not a done deal. It's not a deterministic thing. The future is basically a probability state. There are certain expectation values or probability that things will happen, and that's based on, you know, what has happened. You know, what will happen kind of depends on the state. The next state kind of depends on the last state where you were. So you can project out what's the probability that this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And when you have all the information, like you do, you know, when you're outside the physical, you can get a lot more information. You have a lot more history. Then your predictions can sometimes get to be pretty good, but they're still predictions. You know, this place runs on free will. And people can change. People can do things that are unexpected. Not just people, but you know, physical things. You know, the things that would cause a tectonic plate to shift. You know, some things can happen like you can predict, and sometimes unexpected things happen. So first, you have to understand that the future is a probable reality, and you can go basically as far as you want to. But the further you get out, the flakier those probabilities get.
Right.
So the error bars on the probability get bigger and bigger the farther you go. The closer in, then the error bars get smaller.
So in your particular case, I mean, can you tell us a glimpse of the future based on what you think it may be?
Well, what sort of future are you talking about? You know, that's a big thing. You have something particular?
All right. Are we still around 100 years from now?
Oh, yes, we'll still be around 100 years from now. We'll still be around 1,000 years from now. We're not going anywhere.
Or doing anything.
Huh?
Or well, I guess you can't say we haven't blown ourselves up by that point. Maybe we did.
Well, even if we do blow ourselves up by that point, we'll still be around. You know, there's the humans as well as all kinds of other creatures are very adaptable, and it's unlikely that we will, you know, that the whole planet will be scrubbed of all life forms entirely. The life forms will just change. So, and people, of course, again, are consciousness in this physical reality. You know, they will continue to exist even if this physical reality disintegrates. You know, even if our solar system goes away, you know, the individual entities here will continue to exist in any case. But our planet and our future is going to be different. It's not going to be just present trends continue forever. We're going to get to some fairly dramatic decision points, and things can change, and should expect it. It's going to be a rougher place.
I think so too. Sooner than later, Tom.
Yeah, sooner than later. We're headed that way. You know, if you know, people talk about Earth changes and that sort of thing. Well, the reason that so many people get that is because that's a big item that has a lot of signal to noise out there in the non-physical, out there in this probability space, and that's why people pick up on it, because it is a big thing and things. But again, it's not a given to say that this will happen on this date. Yeah, there's a high probability, perhaps, but it's not necessarily so. The original Earth change things, where we're going to have the big earthquake in California, et cetera, a lot of flooding everywhere and so on, the things that everybody has kind of passed around, that was originally when I first started going into the future back in the laboratory in Monroe's in the early 70s. A lot of that was going to happen earlier, like in the middle to late 80s. But it didn't, because things changed.
Things
and
changed.
It got put off. Things got, the schedule got slid out to the right. So it's not as easy to prognosticate exact time and place unless you're real close in.
Do you believe that through mass consciousness we can control events, perhaps even alter events?
Oh, absolutely. If as I've been saying, if this reality basically is a subset of consciousness, then what can consciousness do?
Anything it wants, I bet.
Anything it wants. Absolutely.
When you were putting together the book, My Big Toe, was there a favorite topic there within the book?
Well, that's kind of an interesting question I've never thought of before. A favorite topic? I think when I was discussing, trying to explain in that book the nature of non-physical and where it comes from and the extent of it and what's out there, trying to say that in words that people would actually understand and to make it logical, not just that it was my experience and my beliefs. You know, My Big Toe, the theory of everything, this is not a theory of, you know, what Tom Campbell believes about reality, no more than relativity was a theory about what Einstein believed about high velocity events, or what Darwin believed about evolution. You know, this theory is not about my beliefs or even my experiences so much as it is a body of logical assessment that one can apply to the facts of one's life, to your experience, and not only your objective physical experience, but your subjective experience. What goes on in your mind, the out-of-body experience that you had. If you'd like to understand what Brad Steiger's, what does he call them, not gremlins, but tricksters.
Yeah.
Where do they come from? Why are they doing that? How do these, restaurants and gas stations and people come and go like that? You know, how does that happen? What about paranormal events? What about precognitive dreams? Where do they come from? Why are we here? What's the point? Well, that's what a toe does. It explains that. It produces a logical understanding of reality so that you can answer all those questions. And by answering them, I mean that you can answer them in the same way that, say, evolution answers, you know, where did we come from? You can answer them by having a rational understanding that makes sense to you. Not that it just makes sense to me and that you have to believe it because I want you to, or I wrote it in a book. It's that it has to make sense to you. It has to answer your questions. It has to be pertinent to your experience. And, you know, that's the point. It's not about me and my experience. It's a general thing that answers everybody's questions and about everything.